This week's parasha has in it, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think 74 mitzvahs. I think it's the parasha that has the most mitzvahs in Torah. Chazal said in the pasuk, "Toras Hashem tmimo mishivas nofesh." A mosa is it mishivas nofesh kshei tmimo. When is the Torah meshiv nefesh? When it's tamim, you keep all of it. Every mitzvah has in it a koyach ruchni unique to that specific mitzvah. And the Rambam says as well that every single mitzvah is metake, the das of an adam. Or he's actually everything. He says most mitzvahs atayre, roiv mitzvahs atayre, are given to be metake and change and transform the person. Example, hokim tokim imoy. We have the mitzvah prika, mitzvah teina, which teaches us, which trains us, I would even add, and it in thinking of others, caring of others. The mitzvah prika teaches us tzar bali chayim. It uplifts and changes a person, and it's mishivas nafesh. The problem is, in practical life, when people, or when a Yiddish kid, a Jewish person, is slacks in some mitzvahs, then the Torah for him is not a mishivas nafesh. I'll elaborate. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches brings how there was a tzaduki who was making fun of, I think it was Rav Zeira over there, who was sitting and learning Fatift in a sugya, and he was so engrossed in his learning as a Fatift in a sugya that he was crushing his fingers in a way that they were bleeding, and he didn't even notice. That's the way a Jew learns. A Jew learns Torah. He's into Fatift in Gansi. He's into it. As a netziv, there's a beautiful netziv in this week's parasha. I really should have shared it with you in Gansin, but I'll be mekatzer because it's late. The netziv, the pasuk, there's a unique halacha. It's gzeras melech. There's halacha loisav yes nanzoinu mechir kela peis Hashem alikecho. What's the halacha of mechir kelev? Es nanzoinu. Versteht me. It's a dover mos. But what's mechir kelev? Halacha is as follows. Someone is machlif. Someone buys a behemoth. He buys a keves. But he bought it as chalipe kelev. How did he buy it? With chalipe. He goes to the moicha and says, I have a kelev. I want to buy this keves for my korban Pesach. And he's machlif it. He gives him the kelev. Halacha is, it becomes posel mizbeach. It's a unique halacha of a kelev. If he has a chazir, and he says, take my chazir and give me a keves, kosher. It could be mach, that specific halach, if he buys a mechir kelev, he bought a behemoth with a kelev, halach is, becomes possible in his beach. Give us a gzeras kosher by kelev. Zok the medrash. It's a gzeras melech. Gzeras melech. Okay. Medrash, interesting medrash. That just like kelev is choviv to the umis oilam, the goit, so too, the Torah is Chaviv Lem Le Yisrael. A strange medrash. The Netziv is Marech, I'll be Mekatzer, he's Marech over here and other places. A Jew, first of all, it is something unique, that the Nefesh of a Goy has connection to Klover. That's Eishtet. My father once told me, he was a Bocher, and he was whatever, Rabbi Yoshua, he was walking Rabbi Yoshua to shul on Shabbos morning, and Yoshua Bear like muttered under his breath, there was someone who just bought a dog. He says, "Since you can have a favorite, it's not an affair. Like, I own a dog, no problem. I own a dog. It's goyish. Whatever." He was like, "Bob, whatever." And there's something goyim have, as they say in Medrash, that they have a connection to Klal. Okay. Zokti Netziv, Yidin have a connection to Torah. Zokti Netziv, he says, Vaharai, he says, when a Jew learns Torah, he gets all into it. You see, his nefesh is mislahaves. And a Jew doesn't learn Torah the way Lahavdil al-Fav Abdos, a goy learns Shar Chochmas. A goy learns Shar Chochmas, he's not excited. In a way, you don't see that his nefesh is all into it. He says, a Jew learns Torah, he says, it's like a psila goes after the shalheves catches onto a psila. There's a fire catches onto something which is flammable. It catches. It says so to the nefesh of a Jew that learns Torah. Okay. So this guy made fun of the tzduki made fun of Reb Zeira, who is learning and he was all fatigued. He was all into the sugya. So what did he make fun of him? He tells him, "Ach, you're an ama peziza. You're an ama peziza." That you said Nasi v'nishma. What do you say Nasi v'nishma? You're magdim, your mouth to your ears. Who does something so stupid? You said you're able to keep the Torah. First, consider, hear what the Torah is. See if you can do it. You can be omid in it. And then decide whether you can keep it. What do you do? You're not possessed. You just told the Kodesh Baruch Hu you can be able to keep the Torah. The Torah answered him. He says, Tumas Yishorim Tanchem Yiselef Yishorim Tishadim. Rashi brings, Betuchim Honu B'Yitzreinu, who are betuchim our Creator, that He won't give us something which is too hard. He won't give us something which is too hard. Die. Kodesh Baruch Hu, who loves His children, loves Knesset Yisrael, He's giving us a Torah. He's not going to give us a Torah that's hard on us. Trust Him. We trusted in Him. Shteit Nasa v'nishma came with an emunah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's goodness, and is caring for us, that He loves us. He's going to give us something that we can be oyed in. Now, I want to just point out Nekudi. The Gemara says over there it was a tzduki. Now, who were the tzduki? They were Jews who kept the fish deterish of Iksav. So what are you making fun of Reb Zeira for saying that's a Nishma? Kindelach, Herzog Gut. We see this day in, day out life all the time. What's the problem with the tzduki nevach? He's picking and choosing. He's picking and choosing the term. Shmir Sinai, Shmir Snegia, As the Netziv describes in certain places, there was a hava, the Jews in Bahishehi, who had a havas oyla mazeh. They come up with shittis, with deis, to be mezazel and the chachomim, to go against Medrash Chazal. And it is, who says we have to keep this? We won't keep this. Cutting corners. Lo yavdu Yisrael avidazara to come up with bad ideas and shittas, ela lahatu lehem. Arise, to be mad to different things. Then, Torah becomes torturous. You want to cut corners? You want to keep this, and not be makbid on this. When it's tmimo, you keep the whole thing. Torah is sweet and Torah is good. Torah uplifts a person. Torah changes a person. And fakert, the sweetest derech achaim is the derech achaim of the Torah. We stick to all the mitzvahs. We follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lead. We follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manual. He created humanity with gevaldik koyches nefesh. A person's able to succeed and be matzliach in every aspect in life. his whole, all of his kliyos haguf will reach shleimus. He won't be lacking anything if he keeps the Torah down to its finest detail. Where do the problems begin? Where do some things become torturous? When he cut corners. So what's torturous to the person? He's not makpid on a certain, on this halach, he's not makpid on this mitzvah. Something in his kliyos nefesh are lacking. Then he has nisyonis, but he created himself. That's what we're going to say in the Rosh Hashanah davening in the Musaf. We speak of atazoicha masa yoylo. There's yitzrei ma'ale that you remember atazoicha, and we quote over there a concept. There's yitzrei ma'alele ish. You know our insides, you know our yitzorim, which are ma'alele ish. There's a meaning that it means also they were caused by our alilos. Sometimes we create our own issues through our own bad actions. Teres Hashem Tmimo, Mishivas Nefesh. When it's Tumim, if we're out to keep everything, it will be Meshiv Nefesh. It is Meshiv Nefesh. And it's the sweetest, best Mahalach HaChayim. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And Rav Zeri said, what was the Emunah of our forefathers? Who went in and they said, Nase V'Nishma, a total trust. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being with his Koichas Nefesh, and he gave us, this is the Derech HaChaim, which is the best Derech HaChaim, he won't give to us something which is hard. One makes life hard, one makes Yiddishkeit Chas V'Shalom hard. Yiddishkeit is not hard. Yiddishkeit is sweet. Mosuk Nitvash V'Nif is Sufim. When you have Gam Avdecho, Nizor, Bohem, B'Shomram, Ekev, Rov. When there's an Avdecho, I'm an Eved, and I'm Nizar Bohem, and I'm B'Shomram, Ekev, Rov. I'm makbid on my akev. I'm makbid on my steps. I don't take a step. I try that akev tishmu. I'm not mezalzel in any mitzvah. I'm not mezalzel in averis shodom dosh ba'akevov. I'm makbid on everything. Oy, ebazetu se shem tmin shvas nofesh. If sa shem nemonu machkim as pesi. Pekud ha shem yishom esam chegleiv. Mitzvah sa shem boro. It's light. It's mira sinayim. It's pure. Yes, Hashem Torah Metzlaab. Mishpati Hashem Emes Sotku Yachdov. It's Nechmodim Mizov. Nechmodim Mizov. Umipoz Rov. It's Nechmodim Mizov. Umipoz Rov. It's the sweetest, best thing that a person in Olam Hazeh could have. When Gam Avdechon Nizov Em V'Shomam Ekev Rov. We're makbid to keep every dictum mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We don't cut corners and we don't develop theories, Chas V'Shalom to be mezalzel on anything. A tzduki? Nebuch. He lives a life of a Gehenna. He has no shaykh to the Ruchnis. He's keeping the Torah Shebiksav officially garnished. He lives a life of Gehenna. And he doesn't see how you're able to be in the Derech HaTorah. But for a Dovid HaMelech, for an Ish Yisraeli, who's Makbid, who's Nizab HaMshom Ha'ekev Rov, Teres Hashem Tmimo Mishivas Nofesh, and it's Nechmodim Zom Pozro, Nechmodim Zom Pozro. A good Shabbos.